RussKimAndRoy.com.
You've got mail.
Yes, I do. Let's get it started here. Good morning, Russ. Kim, the concubine Kardashian, has earned her spot in the Hall of Fame of courtesans. Yeah, when it comes to class compared to the first lady, Kim Kardashian is merely a preschooler with a learning disability. And Kanye West must really be full of himself if he thinks his whore can compete with the Obama's queen. Sorry, but I call it like I see it.
You're not going to say that.
That's a little too proper. That's it's got to be more like ho.
You know? Yeah.
But that's not what I'm saying she is. Hey, listen, Kim made a mistake and made her money.
I don't think she made a mistake.
What mistake?
How is that a mistake? You didn't see her smiling in the camera?
Why are we blaming Kim Kardashian for the culture of America that says you can do show some kind of deviant behavior and be rewarded for it? Why are we trashing her? You know, I'm tired of you guys doing this to her.
I'm not trashing her. She's just not on the same level with the first lady.
Well, you know, they were talking about fashion. Kanye was kind of talking about fashion, but I thought it went a little deeper than that to even draw that comparison. Because why would she be on the same level as you know, as far as the question that we had yesterday was.
Is she more influential
than the first lady?
And it's not her fault that America gravitates towards porn and all that other stuff.
Actually, fashionably, I think the first lady's more influential. If we're talking about fashion.
Yeah, but still, they're brought up in the same.
Yeah, I hear you.
Russ, have you been following the story with the Miami Dolphins where the guy quit the team because he was being bullied? Some people will say it's kind of difficult to figure out how a 275-pound man can be bullied by another man.
What's that got to do with anything?
Yeah, that's what a lot of people are saying, that he's soft and this and that and so on and so forth. We're going to talk about it later on the People Poll because this guy called him a half an N and all kind of stuff, man. It was like kind of crazy looking at that. Stephen Lynn writes, not shocking that everyone the other morning jumped on Kanye West for saying that Kim Kardashian is more influential than the first lady, Michelle Obama, because most black people are small-minded and don't see the big picture. He didn't say that Kim K was better or more important than Michelle Obama. He said that Kim K was more influential, which by the definition means she has the power to sway and or has special advantages by means of wealth, social status, and position. Position might be more accurate out of that.
Yeah.
I don't hear little white girls saying they want to be like Michelle Obama. I only hear little black girls say that. Time magazine named Adolf Hitler as one of the 100 most influential people of all time, and people got upset. Why? They didn't say he was one of the 100 nicest people. They simply went by the definition of an influential, and that he used most definitely was. Let's be real. When I go to the mall, I don't see Michelle Obama perfume, clothes, or magazine articles. I see Kim Kardashian. But it's not a competition. Once Obama leaves office, no one will hear about Michelle ever again. Whether you like it or not, Kim Kardashian will be in the news for the next 5 or 6 years because of her influence. Get over it. By the way, aren't most of your black listeners the same ones who watch stupid, irrelevant reality TV shows like Housewives of Atlanta, a TV show about the spouses of washed-up athletes, yet have a problem with Kim Kardashian doing her thing? Talk about the pot calling the N-word. I mean, black. Stephen Lynn. Okay.
I kind of agree with you, Stephen, for once. I really do. I mean.
Gino Q tweeted, he says, Kanye is right. If you doubt, tell me how many positive YouTube videos there are versus twerk videos. The truth is the truth. The cool CJ Watt writes, saying that more young girls want to be like Kim compared to Michelle is grossly underestimating the intelligence of our youth. Cub Dog 305 writes, I'm telling you, the chicks these days want to be like Kim K. If you did a survey, don't none of them want to be M. Obama. Don't none of them.
Don't none of them that you know.
Educated Diver writes, if the first influence came from parents slash home, Kim K's influence would be a non-factor. Big Dodd's Custom, Russ, negativity is not a part of our culture. It was forced upon us, and media pushes it.
Really?
Are you serious?
Well, Kim K took the easy way.
You cannot get ratings on these shows unless somebody's watching them.
On any shows, not just reality shows. Why is Scandal one of the hottest shows on TV?
Yep.
I mean, every show.
Well, I mean, it works. Verona Code writes, you're young and immature, then maybe Kanye is speaking about that audience. Mature adult women don't look up to Kim K.
That's true. That's true.
There you go.
That's it right there.
A lot of guys look up to Kim.